European identity in times of crisis. Memocide, the fight of the Jewish community against concealing the genocide. A radio feature produced by participants of the European Summer Academy in Greece 2017. For more than 2000 years, the Jews of Thessaloniki have been playing a very important role in the social, cultural and economical life of the city. For a long time, there had been a close relationship between the city and their identity. The first Jewish settlement from Alexandria may have arrived 140 before Christ. During the Roman era, the Jews of Thessaloniki enjoyed wide autonomy. But even then, after the division of the Roman Empire, certain Byzantine emperors cast their eyes on the Jews and they had to pay taxes to beware their religious freedom and worship. Despite of it, for them it was an atmosphere of peace and tolerance between the cultures. And the ancient Jewish community of Thessaloniki constituted a typical example of a Judaic community in a Mediterranean urban center of Hellenistic and Roman era. They adopted the Greek language while retaining several elements of Hebrew and Aramaic, as well as a Hebrew script. Its population exceeds 100,000 inhabitants in the middle of the 12th century. In March 1492, Ferdinand and Isabel of Spain expelled the Jews from Spain with a royal edict. They forced them either to convert or to leave the place.
There are many legends why they don't want them anymore. One is that maybe they say that the Jews have loaned a lot of money to the kings and they couldn't pay anymore. This is why they wanted their Jews away. We are not sure what was the real reason. Perhaps it was big anti-Semitism coming from the Catholic Church. So they forced the Jews either to go away or to convert into Christianity.
So most of them began to settle over to the safe haven of Thessaloniki from all over Western Europe in large numbers, bringing with them a awareness of Renaissance culture, languages and special skills such as painting and cartography. With the settlement of the so-called Sephardic Jews, creativity in Thessaloniki reached high point, because the city provided a climate of tolerance and economic stability during that period. It was not by chance that the city was known as Mother of Israel. They built up their own synagogues, traditions and unique customs, bearing the names of the places of origin in Spain, Portugal and Italy. In the course of the following centuries, the small Jewish cemetery of the city was enlarged to accommodate the increased numbers of deceased. By 1940, there were more than 500,000 tombs. By the end of the 19th century, Thessaloniki will number more than 70,000 Jewish inhabitants, which is about half of the total population. A new challenge appeared after the absorption of Thessaloniki into the Greek state in 1930 and the need to accommodate Jewish life to demands of the current nationalism.
Smoke, surrounded by smoke, it took the dreams and hopes of so many people away. Finally, we had passports, we were officially Greeks, a real part of the country we loved. Jewish and Greek, equal at last. It was August 18th, 1917, when things began to change. I was thinking about which olives to take home as I smelled it. Smoke, filled with anxiety, memories, and panic. People were running, screaming past me, and I stood there, unable to move. I will never forget those faces as I watched how memories of generations burned down in front of me. With the help of the wind vandaris, lack of open space in the city, and wooden houses, the fire spread, and 70,000 people became homeless within 2 days. 50,000 of them were Jews like me. We found a new home in the ruins of a school until the community helped us to move to a new district. But many still left Thessaloniki. A new law stated shops had to be closed on Sundays. 2 days without business was a blow for us. In 1924, following the immigration of 100,000 Christians, the anti-Semitism rose once again on a new level. The peak of anti-Semitism was reached yesterday. 14 years later, in 1931, another fire, no accident. This time, it was arson. Camp Campbell burned. 500 Jews were homeless again. But with faith in humanity, we hoped that this would be the last time we would have to rebuild our community.
But the greatest tragedy the Jewish community had to face was about to come. As well as all over Europe, most of the Thessalonikian Jews were murdered by the Nazis. Among them, most of the family members of the representative of the Jewish Museum, Hella Kuniu Matalon.
The Jews faced constant growing hostility, as Hella explained. The Germans invaded Thessaloniki on April 9, 1941. They imprisoned all the leading members of the Jewish community, closed communities and schools, also confiscating their radio sets, looted their houses, community offices, and libraries. They gave the Jews a wrong feeling of security because the Nazis also looted the Christian communities. That day, they took 1.5 billion euros from the Jews. The first anti-Semitic measure started on July 1942. Approximately 9,000 Jews, aged 18 to 45, were forced to report at the Liberty Square. They were subjected to indescribable humiliation in front of everyone who enjoyed the show. The community had to pay the huge amount of 2.5 million drachmas to the Germans in order to set them free. The Jewish people felt falsely secure because the Germans kept the promise of returning people for money, only to take them away 2 months later, on March 15, 1943, for the first deportation to Auschwitz, as Hella explained.
So, about the Holocaust, first deportation starts in March 15th, 1943. The 19 transports continue from Thessaloniki, 18 to Auschwitz-Birkenau, and the last one to Bergen-Belsen. From our 50,000 people, only 4% managed to survive. We have 96% of losses, which is one of the largest numbers in Europe. Among the 23 members of my mother's family, 23 members from my father's family, every member of the Jewish community today suffers from a loss of 50, 60 people.
Hella's father was a survivor of the Holocaust. He traveled to Germany and visited synagogues and schools to tell the story of his life, to tell the people what horrible things the Germans did in the concentration camps during the Holocaust. The Jews did not only suffer from the Germans, some Greeks also collaborated with the Nazis, but for sure there was resistance against them as well.
There was a new law voted in Greece after the war, and I'm proud to say that Greece has voted a law like that, because I don't think there is another country in Europe like that, that all the property that belonged to Jews should go either to Jewish descendants if they came back from the Holocaust, if any came back, or should go to the Jewish communities to help the poor people who lost everything and start a new life. However, this was the law, it's one thing, and enforcing the law, it's another thing. There were years and years of courts taking place, and most of the cases, the cases were lost. So today, I would say something like 10 to 20% of the properties have come back to their owners or to the communities, and the rest is still in the hands of the people who have taken advantage of them. And of course, there are cases about moving property, like merchandise or contents of houses, like pianos. No, pianos have all been taken, but contents of houses. There are cases that the people who kept them to give them back, they gave them back to the owners when they came back. And these are people who we have to honor. But most of the cases, they never accepted that this was stolen property.
You heard a lot about the past and history about the Jewish community. In the last part of our feature, we will focus on the actual situation and the future.
Mr. Sophia is the current vice president of the Jewish community in Thessaloniki.
We think that Thessaloniki, after all these years of silence, should stand up and say that we have a history here, we had the Holocaust, and this is a very good start point about the education. So what we have to do is to educate the educator to educate about the Holocaust. So this is a new thing that we are doing in collaboration also with the Ministry of Education, in our museum, but also the Faculty of Education in the university also make seminars every year for secondary school teachers to tell them what to say, to give them some insights of what to tell about the Holocaust, because Holocaust up to now was two lines
in the book
of history. Now we are having a big plan, we have a vision to make a Holocaust museum. This is something new. This is something we are trying to do together with the municipality, with the mayor. It is a very big project. We have the vision, we have the idea, we have the plot, we have the funding coming from the German state that was interested to support this project. It's a big project. And also from other foundations and institutions.
The educational situation is not the only challenge that the Jewish community had to deal with. There is an open anti-Semitic party called Golden Dawn.
We have a neo-Nazi party with such a presence in the parliament. And of course, they have the rhetoric of being deniers of the Holocaust, of saying things about the Jews. Fortunately enough, we don't have incidents that we were attacked by Golden Dawn. It's only in a rhetoric level. They're more, let's say, busy now with the immigrants that are coming from mainly from Syria and from other places where we have the wars. And but nobody can say that you are safe when you have such parties in and so openly say things about the Jews. We are not afraid. I cannot say that we are afraid, but we have to be very, very careful of this situation. I'm afraid that Golden Dawn is there to stay. And why? Because you also see that all the anti-systemic parties in Europe are getting more in power and getting more percentages in the elections. So this is something that is not referring only to Greece and to the current bad economic situation. Is the way people are trying to punish the system or to find something anti-systemic in their way. So it is a European problem, and we have to deal with that. We are Greeks and we are Jews, and we have these two identities because your project is about identity. Mm-hmm. In terms of crisis or not in terms of crisis, always the two identities in ourselves were, let's say, in an equilibrium, because we feel Greeks because we are born here, we go to the Greek army, we speak the Greek language, we have the Greek education. It's very, very important. And then from the religion part, we are Jews, we are supporting Jews everywhere, we are close to Israel because it is the motherland for us. So we try to let's say, make the equilibrium between the two identities we are having. And this is something that all the generations before had the same. I remember my father saying the same thing. You know, you are a Greek and you are a Jew, and you will be proud to be a Greek and you will be proud to be a Jew. And you try to have these two identities in equilibrium. And this is what we are doing. And this is how we really feel.
I really believed in a much better Europe than it has been. United.